see how things feel. So today is, I think, December 12th. Is that right? Or 12th. Okay. 2018, coming to the end of the year. Also, the shortest day of the year is right around the corner. So this is lesson number 59 called Lift the Head with Your Hands. So again, we're working with your core again. And so, Carol, these are called lessons because the concept with the lesson is that you're learning what you do and perhaps what you don't do. So it's about learning something new for yourself that will impact your whole system. And when we speak of the core, this is this area that runs all the way up underneath your rib cage, down to your hips, your hip flexors. So right now, I'd like you to draw some attention there, becoming aware of your core. And of course, we often think of our core on the front side, right? Rarely do we think about our core on the back side. So your core does exist on the back side, traveling the same distance from, let's say, your buttocks all the way up to under your shoulder blades, right? So it's this rectangle that we've worked with. And when we're, let's say, less efficient using our core, we go into using our neck and shoulders, and what we addressed last week is our hip flexors, right? And then that affected how your legs lie on the floor. So again, we're going to combine today. You'll feel a release in your hip flexors again, but as well as your neck and shoulders. Oh, you guys, thank you for plugging in the heaters. Whoever did that, thank you. So you're sensing how that core rectangular shape feels, your legs, your arms, and how the back of your head rests on the floor. And then slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left to just feel right now the quality of rolling your head to the right and left, the ease. That's it. Okay, so you're going to begin like last week, bending your knees and bringing your feet to standing. And then from here, you're going to interlace your hands as we did last week, and they come underneath the back of your head. And again, just like we started last week, is you're going to begin the movement of lifting your head, orientating your face towards the space in between your knees. And the moment that you lift your head, the very moment, you should begin to feel your core engage. What does that mean? It means a tightening down where the pubic bone to your belly button is. It means that area on your backside presses closer to the floor. So that is what allows your head to float up with the use of your arms. So, and again, Karen, lift your head more and think you're looking here. Mm-hmm. So all this has to engage, okay? That's it, and then lower. And then think, this engages and lift your head. That was better. So even your shoulder blades peel away from the floor, right? They come away from the floor, very good. Very good, nice. And now as you do this movement just a couple more times, you're gonna see if you can even create a little space between your hands and your head. So as soon as you start to lift up, you say, ah, could I move my hands away from my head? Right? So you really get to experience the core engaging for yourself. So you do the lift and then, can I just move them away? So that core is what's holding up your head, not your neck. Excellent. Pause for a moment, let's rest. So that means when we rest, you lengthen your legs down by your side and bring your arms down and sense your breath and your breathing. Okay, let's bend your knees again. Interlace your hands behind your head. And again, the focus is engaging your core. You also pay attention to your breath and breathing. What does that mean? That means as your core engages, you're exhaling as your head floats up. When your head comes back down to the ground, that is the time that you're going to take a breath in. And what's important about this is that you're not holding your breath. That's it. Now we're going to add another piece into this so that as your head is floating up with the engagement of your core, you're going to start to lengthen your right leg. So you lengthen the right leg and keep it long and go back down with your head. And now keeping the right leg long, just feel the difference between the two sides as you continue to engage your core and float your head up. What's different about the left side that you still have the leg standing compared to the right? Excellent. Now the next time you lower your head, bend your right leg back up to standing. And then you're going to combine this again. So as you engage the core, as you lift your head, you straighten your right leg. When you lower your head all the way back to the ground, you bend the right leg back up to standing. And you're looking for a sense of ease. That somehow, as your head is coming up, it makes sense to lengthen the right leg. And then when your head comes back down, you bring it back up. Excellent. Now let's shift to the left leg. I think you can do a little bit more. So as your head floats up, you engage the core, lengthen the left leg. Head comes back down, and then you bring the leg back up to standing. So you wait until your head is all the way back to the ground before you bring the leg back up. And is there a difference between the left leg straightening than when you did the right leg? Nice. Okay, and let's take a break again. Let's rest. Observe your breath and your breathing. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Let's interlace your hands this time in the non-habitual way behind your head. And this time, as you engage your core and float up your head and your arms, you're going to lengthen both legs at the same time. So both legs lengthen. Then you lower your head all the way down. And then they come back up to standing. So again, this is all about your core. So as you're doing the movements, checking in that you're engaging your core. So when you lift Oh, no, no, no. Bend your knees. Okay, lift your head and straighten your legs. Now, yes. Now keep them long, lower your head, and now you bend them. And then play with the idea that could your hands come slightly away from, right, the back of your head. So you lift the head, the legs lengthen, and can you create a gap there? And then slowly lower your head and arms back down. Make sure you take in a breath when your head touches the ground, and you fold the knees back up. Beautiful. Okay, let's pause and rest again. And slowly and gently roll your head a little bit to the right and left, and just check in to see how your neck is feeling. So at this point, if there's any tension, right, that's a clue that somehow you're not engaging your core fully. Right, so your neck should feel looser and looser and freer as we go along. So this will be our way to check in. And one of the things that you possibly could be doing that interferes is the holding of the breath. Right, so you've got to be exhaling and inhaling. So when we go into holding the breath, that engages the neck muscles, the throat. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Interlace your hands behind your head. Okay, and then this time we're going to do the movement in opposite direction. So as you're going to engage your core and lift your head, you're going to bring your knees towards your chest. We're thinking of your knees and your elbows coming together, right? So your feet come off the floor. That's it. And then you bring your head down and the feet back to the floor. So this should make things easier, right? Because you're actually bringing the legs up, right? So you take the hip flexors out of the equation. This allows the upper back to lift more away from the floor. That's it. Lengthen the back of the neck. And again, can you play with the idea that maybe if your elbows are touching the knees, pause for a moment there just to move your hands away from your head, right? So you feel that it's truly your core engaging. That's it. Nice, Dana. Nice, Lynn. Maybe do that just one more time before you take a rest. Okay, and let's let it go. Lengthen your legs, arms by your side, and really check in and observe at this point your breath and your breathing, your inhalation and exhalation, thinking about the lungs and the space that you have in the lungs from the lesson we did about, 5 weeks, 4 weeks ago, gluing the lungs. Okay, so let's bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing, and hands are interlaced. Let's do the non-habitual way again behind your head. And this time, very similar to some things we did last week, you're going to bring your right leg towards the ceiling. So that means the foot is towards the ceiling. It also means that the right knee is soft. It can be bent, right? This is not about having a stiff, straight leg. And now in this position, you're going to engage your core, lift your head, shoulders, keep them up, and make circles with your right leg. So you're going to hold the upper body up. And now in this configuration, you need to find the ability to exhale and inhale. So this is another really important aspect that we actually haven't worked on before, is when your core is engaged, how do you then inhale and exhale? And make circles with the right leg. And can you change the direction of the circles? So it means that you're breathing higher up in your lungs, right? You don't push the diaphragm down because the core is engaged. So it really requires, when the core is engaged, to get a lot of expansiveness in the lungs. Nice, let's let it go and rest. That was a long time. So now that you're resting, again, observe your breath and breathing. Maybe roll your head a little bit to each side and just check in that you didn't create any tension. Or if you did, now you have an awareness. How can we have this? I think it's in the front. I just realized those lights are on. There. Yeah, so just feel the inhalation, the exhalation. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. Interlace your hands behind your head. Bring your left leg up. Okay, so once the left leg is up, you're going to engage your core, lift your head, your elbows. Keep that suspended and start to make circles with the left leg. And then start to exhale and inhale. Find the ability to breathe while your core stays engaged. All right, so you don't let go of the core, but you still can breathe. The worst thing you can do is hold your breath. That will go right to your neck. And if you need to pause, it feels difficult, pause and then come back to it. Change the direction of the circle with your left leg. How can this get softer, easier? Beautiful. Rest again. Okay, so let's bend the knees again. Let's interlace the hands in the non-habitual way behind your head. Okay, let's lift both legs. So let's bring both legs up first. And you're going to think of your heels. Okay, and in a moment, we're going to draw circles with both heels. But just first of all, get your attention there. Remember your knees. So try to have your knees bent. Yeah, bring your legs a little closer. Okay, lift your head, elbows, hold that up, breathe, engage the core, and now you make circles with the heels. And move them together, Lynn. So not, yeah. So how do you make circles with your heels together? And notice the direction that you chose. Find the ability to breathe, inhale and exhale while still engaging the core, and then change the direction of the circles. Beautiful. Okay, and let it go. Let's rest again. Okay, let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Let's interlace your hands in the non-habitual way behind your head. Let's bring both legs up. Yep, great. Okay, and then in this position, you're gonna make circles in like, you know, going opposite. So you'll bring the legs apart and then together. That's it. And then lift the head, the shoulders, engage the core, find your breath in your breathing, and making the circles. Excellent. Let's just take a pause and rest again before we change directions. So just lengthen the legs and rest. Okay, let's bring the legs up. Let's bring the hands behind the head again in the non-habitual way. Bring your legs to the ceiling and change the direction. So maybe you can't remember, lift the head up, shoulders up, engage the core, breathe. If you don't remember which way, change them again. So see if you can change the direction of the circles several times while you're engaging your core, while you're breathing, while your head and shoulders are suspended up. Karen's thinking, what in the world is she doing here? Right? How many tasks can you do at once? Okay, and rest again. Well, as you know, what's interesting, so take a long rest, is that at times it feels like, gosh, this is a lot to focus on, right? And yet, in your day, think about how many multiple things you're doing at the same time. You're breathing, maybe walking, talking on the phone, sitting at the computer, typing, reading an email, the phone rings, answering the phone, right? So multitask is in our realm all the time. It's just that we're often not attentive, right? And just then the fact of, which always amazes me, is talking, eating, swallowing, drinking. And then some people add in smoking and other things. It's like, how can you do so many things at once with your mouth, right? It's a lot going on. Okay, so let's bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Okay, and bring your hands behind your head. And once your hands are behind your head, you're going to turn just your face in your head. So I want your face to the right, which means your nose is to the right. And so it's a different part of the back part of your head and part of your right ear that's resting in the hands, right? Okay, great. And then from here, you're going to lift your right leg towards the ceiling and keep it up. And then you're going to lift your head in this position, thinking of your left ear coming towards your right knee. Nope, left ear, left. Yes.
I have a left-right problem.
So that means that you're going to turn more to the right. So you do that, and then you go back down. And again, don't lose sight that to lift, you engage the core. Right? Your back presses into the floor. You exhale. So the left ear is coming towards the right knee. And this is creating a twist in your spine and your ribs. So the left side of your ribs are fanning open a little bit more as the right side compresses. Beautiful. Okay, let's let that go and rest again. Okay, so this time, bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. You're going to turn your face to the right again, but just the left hand is behind your head. Okay, and you're going to bring your right leg up, and you're going to bring your right hand behind the right leg. So like the kneecap area, behind. There you go. So let your knee be soft. There you go. Okay, so again, as you engage your core, lift your head with your face directed to the right. You're thinking left ear to right knee and bringing the right knee a little closer to the left ear. So you're going to use that right hand. That's it. So your core is engaged, and now you're going to bring that right knee a little closer to the left ear so we get a little bit bigger twist, a little more compression, and very gently going back, and then you take a breath, lifting on the exhale, which helps engage the core, taking your time. It's not like a sit-up, we're not in a hurry. Beautiful. Okay, let's let it go and let's rest again. And let's bend your knees again. And we're just going to change the hands. So your face is again to the right. It's going to feel a little strange with the right hand behind the head. You're going to bring the right leg up, and the left hand now is behind the backside of your leg. Right? So as you engage your core, thinking of bringing, floating the head up, it's the left ear coming towards the right knee. Right? So your core really has to be engaged, because your right hand is not very supportive with the head. And then you bring that right knee closer to the left ear. Beautiful. On the exhale. That's it. Nice, Karen. Beautiful. Let's rest again. That's a hard one. Okay, let's bend your knees again, feet standing, and we're going to turn your face to the left. Interlace your hands, both of the hands, to start with behind. So part of the left ear and the back head are resting in your hands. Okay, you're going to bring the left leg up towards the ceiling, and you're going to orientate your right ear towards your left knee, engaging your core, right? And we just start gently and easily into the twist with the left side now. Beautiful. Excellent. Pause. Let's rest again. Bend your knees again. Turn your face to the left and just the right hand behind your head. Left leg up, left hand behind the left knee. And again, engage your core. Float up the right ear towards the left knee, and now bring the left knee a little closer to the right ear. Beautiful. That's it. And let's let that go and rest. And now turn your face again to the left with the left hand behind your head and ear. Bend your legs. Bring the left leg up and bring the right hand behind the left kneecap. So this is the funky one. And again, you're orientating the right ear towards your left knee, bringing the left knee towards the right ear. You really need to engage your core because there's very little support with that left hand and arm. A big twist, compressing the left side, opening the right side more, twist in the ribs in your trunk. That's it. Okay, and let that go and rest. And again, as you're resting with your legs long and your arms by your side, really take in how you're breathing, your inhalation, your exhalation, thinking of the lungs as balloons and how large is your breath now. Slowly and gently roll your head to the right and left and see how that's feeling after us working with your head turned to each side. Okay, and then bending just your left leg, turn your face once again to the left. Bring the right hand behind your head. Okay, so this time as you're going to float up your head and you're going to think of the right ear coming towards the left knee, the left leg is going to become long. Okay, that's it. And then you go back down and bend your knee. So again, really engaging the core. That's it. Beautiful, Karen. So think of your right ear being positioned right over the center of you, your belly button. That's it, Dana. And then go back down. Excellent. And again, let's pause and rest. Okay, now you're going to turn your face back to the right. We're going to return to that. So you go back to the right and bring the left hand behind your head, and then you're going to bend your right knee, right? So as you organize yourself to engage your core, think of the left ear coming over the center of you, you straighten that right leg, and then lower your head back, and then you bring it back up to standing. Beautiful. Nice. And let it go and let's again rest again. Okay, so one last time, let's bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Interlace your hands behind you. Think about your core. So this first round, as you engage your core and float up your head, you're going to bring your knees into your chest as if your elbows and your knees would touch, and they probably do. So just feel how much easier that is to fold, right? It's probably not a big deal for your elbows and knees to touch, right? Your core's really gotten organized. That's it. Beautiful. Beautiful. And then this next time, you're going to keep the legs standing and then continue with bringing the head and the shoulders up and forward. And just feeling how much you can keep the shoulders up now through engaging the core, the legs stay in standing. And again, it's not your hands, it's not your neck, but it's the core. Bringing the head and shoulders up. And then this third piece, the next time that you engage the core and you're going to float up your head and shoulders, is to straighten and lengthen both legs. Beautiful. And then you bring them back up to standing when your head comes down. And again, just noticing, witnessing how much you can get that shoulder girdle up now. The ease of lengthening your legs. How much your core is engaged. Beautiful, Karen, that's it. Excellent. Really nice. And then let that go and rest on your backs. And as you're resting with your arms down by your side, your legs long, first become aware of your breath and your breathing. Taking a breath in, expanding your lungs, filling them up, and then releasing all the air. Sensing what this core part of you feels like from your shoulders down to your buttocks, and then how your arms and legs are feeling. Slowly and gently rolling your head to the right and to the left, noticing the ease of rolling your head to each side now. And noticing what stands out for you feeling really different from this lesson. Maybe it's your breath and your breathing. Maybe it's the lightness in your neck and cervical spine. Maybe it's the length of your legs. So at the end of a lesson, it's just always really important for you to become very aware of the impact the lesson has had for you, the changes that have occurred for you. For each and every person, it's different. And then slowly and gently, you're going to roll to your side, come to sitting, and then come to standing to observe how you feel in standing from the lesson.